Hello everyone and a very warm welcome to episode 1908 of Emma's House Music, your monthly half-hour guide to some new indie pop releases. To be honest, we've been a little short with messy life matters of late, so haven't been able to devote quite as much time as usual to following new indie pop records. But as the month progressed, we thought there's definitely enough great new stuff to squeeze in one more of our modest features before the summer holidays. So here we go. Starting off today's show are two short and not exactly sweet new tracks. First of all, if you'll excuse us, there's a song by a band from our own country. They are called Die Liga der gewöhnlichen Gentlemen, which translates to The League of Ordinary Gentlemen, who have their fifth album out on the world-dominating label that Tapete Records have grown into. The second single of that album is called Frustration, the lead line being Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd, Frustration, I wear it like a shirt. Hier ist die Liga der gewöhnlichen Gentlemen.
Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Doch der Kragen ist zu eng und mein Hals wird eingeklemmt, ja. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Doch der Kragen ist zu eng und mein Hals wird eingeklemmt, ja. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration, ich trag sie wie ein Hemd. Frustration wie ein Anzug trag ich sie. Doch die Jacke ist zu eng und die Hose spannt am Knie. Ja, Frustration wie ein Anzug trag ich sie. Frustration wie ein Anzug trag ich sie. Frustration wie ein Anzug trag ich sie. Doch die Jacke ist zu eng und die Hose spannt am Knie. Ja, Frustration wie ein Anzug trag ich.
Der gewöhnlichen Gentlemen from Hamburg with their new single Frustration. Our second short starter track is from a Leeds-based band that's made an unexpected comeback this year. Skint and Demoralized were the musical outlet for the poet Matt Abbott between 2007 and 2013, releasing three stunning albums during that time before they closed shop. Now they're back, and what happened was that a couple of years ago Abbott went to work at a refugee camp in Calais, France, and turned what he saw there into a series of poems, which may have prompted him to bring back the band, because now he's turning this series of poems into an album that is on the way. You're going to listen to the second single released after the comeback, and it's called #RefugeesWelcome. This is Skint and Demoralized.
We find solitary shoes on beaches from a dinghy that's capsized. Millions flee from Western bombs and we all act surprised. And they're not migrants, they're refugees, they're not invading, they're fleeing. But before I see a label, I see a desperate human being. When I look at newsstands in Britain, I see swarms, imposters, criminals, tribes, invasions and illegals. I do not see humans, I do not see victims, I do not see love, I do not see responsibility. When was it that this country grew so cutting and so callous? I see toddlers drowned on beaches, I see babies born to a palace. We spent trillions on Trident and airstrikes overseas, so now it's time to make amends and welcome refugees. Totalitarian governments, civil war and bombs, compulsory conscription, imprisonment and murder. We are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh, we are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh, we either drop bombs or we sell them or we turn a blind eye. A call I said on LBC, let drowning children die. They declare a major incident, so twisted to determine. And all I see is refugees dehumanised as vermin. Our government, it gurgles, the ghost of Joseph Goebbels. We are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh, we are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh, we are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh, we are humans, we are all immigrants. Oh.
Hashtag refugees welcome. The second comeback single from Skint and Demoralized. Our next track is a first step of atonement for the criminal underrepresentation of music from Wales on these shows since we started them a year ago. We're sorry about that, so next up from Newport, Wales is Julian Pitt, without doubt one of the greatest songwriters in the UK right now. He operates under the name Armstrong. And he's got a new album out called Under Blue Skies. Technically, I think it's a reissue or at least a reworking of songs, but the first release of these tracks remained a pretty private affair and no one really took notice of them, so it is to be hoped that this will change now. This record is full of stunning melodies, wonderful vocals and clever arrangements. And even listening to it for the first time, you'll feel it's just as comfortable and comforting as putting on one's favorite coat. Here is Armstrong and Love, Hate, Passion and War.
Passion and war, the wildest thing, the vengeance, I forget in the score. And I can't choose in my, what I sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my. Love, hate, passion and war, the strangest intervention is forgetting me more. And I can't sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my, what I sense in my. Love, hate, passion and war, the wildest things of vengeance I forget in the score. And I can't choose in my, what I sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my. Love, hate, passion and war, the strangest intervention is forgetting me more. And I can't sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my, what I choose in my, what I sense in my, what I sense in my. Senses in my, wide eye, senses in my, wide eye, senses in my. senses in my wide eye, senses in my wide eye, senses in my.
Love, Hate, Passion and War, the opener from Armstrong's new album Under Blue Skies, which you can buy from Canada's The Beautiful Music label if you're in America, or from the Welsh co-releasers Country Mile Records if you're in Europe. Let's head over to the US for our next track. It is by Melina Duterte, a dream pop artist from California, who releases her music under the name Jay Som. She's just announced her third album coming out at the end of August on Polyvinyl Records. The album's called Anouk Ko, which apparently means my child in one of the Philippine languages. You're going to hear the rather mesmerizing first single of it. It's called Superbike. And if during the first 3 seconds or so you'll think, what's that? Melissa Bloody Etheridge? Then have no fear. The song's gonna get a lot better than that. This is Jay Som and Superbike.
Who needs to read the rules?
Superbike, the first single of Anouk Co., the new album by J-Sum from California. California is where we'll stay for our next shiny little melody. For people of a certain age, it's something great and a little bit weird at the same time to find so many really young bands around, who quite obviously are influenced by the sounds of Bristol's Sarah Records, a label that died almost a quarter of a century ago and still seems to make an impact on younger generations of musicians. One of these bands are Seablight from San Francisco. They've been on our radar ever since a first song of theirs appeared on a compilation back in January as a promise of an album in the works. Well, the album is out now, it is entirely brilliant, and somewhere I read a review describing it as shoegaze with your eyes turned to the stars, which is pretty nice. So let's listen to a track off that record together. This is Seablight with Lollipop Crush. Their wonderful album called Grass Stains and Novocaine. This was Seablight and Lollipop Crush. The album is out now via Emotional Response Records, a label that I can't recommend strongly enough. The last of our six new songs on this show introduces some classic Scandinavian indie pop. From Linköping, Sweden comes a new four-piece jangle pop outfit called Slow Summits, who self-described their own music as midlife pop, which leaves room for guessing that even though they have just released their first EP, members of the band may not be exceptionally young anymore. Slow Summits' EP is called Languid Bells, and the track we picked for you has Emilia Fletcher on backing vocals, just in case this piece of trivia is of any relevance to you. Here's Slow Summits and Regrets.
When I wake up with a feeling of maybe regret, oh no, it's not regret. Oh yeah, that ring. shall feel a forlorn amateur, but you seem fully determined to have me revealed as this old dust stops or turn. Hey, I see the raised eyebrow. I'm not winning prizes here right now. Without feeling of regret.
That was Regrets by Sweden's Slow Summits, who may or may not have named themselves after the last Pastels album. Finishing our show is, as usual, our track from way back, which today is 33 years old. Gosh, we're old, aren't we? The song is just over a minute long, but, well, if someone were to ask for my advice, I would say if you're gonna start a recording career, you do it just like this. You don't have to record much more than a minute, but make it that 1 minute that no one who's heard it is ever, ever going to forget. It is by a band whose subsequent development has left us rather cold, but enthused thousands of fans, so good on them. It's just been reissued as a 7-inch single on the back of a singles compilation by the band. It opened up the legendary Enemy C86 tape, and it's going to close this episode of MS House Music. We're off on holiday now, but we'll be back with a new show later in August. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed today's selection and will be with us again next month. Until then, enjoy indie tracks if you're going. Be very good to your kind selves. Buy a few records and be nicer than you have been until now. Okay, here she comes again. This is Primal Scream with Velocity Girl. Bye-bye.
Here she comes again with vodka in her veins. Been planning.